absolute promise to you that your life will improve with the application of these processes. For you cannot apply the process without improving the way you feel. And you cannot improve the way you feel without releasing resistance and thereby improving your point of attraction. And when you improve your point of attraction, the law of attraction must bring you circumstances, events, relationships, experiences, sensations, and powerful evidence of your shift in vibration. It is law. Some of the processes will become your favorites. Some you will want to utilize every day. Some you may never use. Some you may use at first and then no longer find necessary. And some you will resurrect when special circumstances arise. It is our desire that you comfortably begin to utilize these processes, for it is our knowing that they will positively change your life experience. From our perspective, they have been designed for the powerful reason of helping you realign with the energy that is really you. And in that process, you will return to your natural joy. Oh, and yes, there will be the added side benefit of helping you achieve anything that you ever desired. Have you put a happy face on it? Your emotions are essential to your conscious control of your own experience, and, of course, they are essential to your maintenance of a happy life experience. In the same way that you would not deaden your fingertips to desensitize them to heat, or put a happy face sticker on the dashboard of your vehicle to cover your fuel gauge indicator because you do not like seeing that you are out of fuel, you would not want to mask your own feelings, pretending to feel different from how you really feel. For pretending in this way does nothing to change your vibrational point of attraction. The only way you can do so is to change your vibrational offering. And when you do change your vibrational offering, the way you feel changes too. Focusing energy to change your vibrational offering. When you remember an incident from a past experience, you are focusing energy. When you are imagining something that may occur in your future, you are focusing energy. And, of course, when you are observing something in your now, you are focusing energy. It makes no difference whether you are focusing on the past, present, or future. You are still focusing energy. And your point of attention or focus is causing you to offer a vibration that is your point of attraction. When you spend time pondering, remembering, or imagining something, a vibration is activated within you. If you return to that thought, you again activate the vibration. The more often you revisit the thought, the more familiar the vibration becomes, and the easier it is for you to activate it, until eventually it becomes a dominant vibrational pattern within you. And as it plays a larger role in your vibrational pattern, things that match it begin to show up in your experience. And so, there are two surefire ways to understand what your vibrational offering is. Notice what is happening in your experience, for what you are focused upon and what is manifesting are always a vibrational match. And notice how you feel, because your emotions are giving you constant feedback about your vibrational offering and your point of attraction. You must be consciously aware to be a deliberate creator. We think it is a wonderful thing when you begin to make the correlation between what you have been thinking and feeling and what is manifesting. For in that conscious awareness, you are then able to deliberately modify your thoughts in order to attract something that is even more pleasing. But the most satisfying aspect of deliberate creation comes from being sensitive to the way the thoughts you are thinking feel. And then it is possible to modify a bad-feeling thought to one that feels better, and to thereby improve your point of attraction before something unwanted manifests. It is far easier, before an unwanted physical manifestation appears, to deliberately change the direction of your thought to something that feels better. You will come to understand that deliberate creation is about deliberately guiding your thoughts in good-feeling directions. You will feel the satisfaction of deliberately choosing a good-feeling thought, and then you will enjoy observing the good-feeling manifestation that must follow. There is even some satisfaction to be found in recognizing the not-so-good-feeling thought, and then observing the not-so-good manifestation that must follow. For now your conscious awareness of the powerful law of attraction will give you the feeling of control. Without making the correlation between your thoughts and feelings and the manifestations that are occurring, you have no conscious control of what happens in your experience. There is always another uncontrollable circumstance when trying to control others. Most people offer the majority of their thought vibrations in response to something they are observing. When they observe something wonderful, they feel wonderful. When they observe something awful, they feel awful. But they believe they have no control over how they feel because they realize that they cannot control the circumstances that they have observed. Many people spend the majority of their lives attempting to control circumstances because they believe that in the controlling of the circumstance, they will feel better. But no matter how much control they gain over the actions of others, it is never enough, because there is always another uncontrollable circumstance. You have no creative power within the lives of others, for they are offering their own vibrations, which equal their own point of attraction, just as you are offering your own vibrations, which equal your own point of attraction. Deliberate creation is about choosing better feeling thoughts. Many say, "Once that condition changes, I'll feel better. When I have more money or move into a better house or find a better job or a better mate, then I'll feel better." We do not disagree that it does feel better to observe something that is pleasing than something that is not, but it is going about it in a very backwards way. Deliberate creation is not about the condition changing and then you're finding a better feeling in response to that changed condition. Deliberate creation is about choosing a thought that feels good when you choose it, which then causes the condition to change. For example, unconditional love is really about wanting so much to remain in connection with your source of love that you deliberately choose thoughts that allow your connection, no matter what manifestations may be happening nearby. And when you are able to control your point of attraction by deliberately choosing better feeling thoughts, the conditions that surround you have to change. The law of attraction says that they must. You can only attract thoughts within your vibrational range. Some say, "All this stuff about deliberate creation sounds simple enough, but why am I having so much difficulty doing it? Why do I have such a hard time controlling my thoughts? It feels like my thoughts are in charge. It feels like my thoughts are thinking themselves." Well, remember that the law of attraction is a powerful law, and that it is not possible for you to find and hold a thought if your current vibrational set point is very different from that thought. You only have access to thoughts whose vibrations are somewhat in your current vibrational range. Have you ever had the experience of enjoying a piece of music, then later hearing the same music, but this time not enjoying it at all? At one listening, you were smiling, maybe even moving to the music, but at another listening, you found the piece irritating and annoying. What you are noticing is your vibrational alignment with the music. In other words, at your time of closer alignment with who you really are, the music blends with your good feeling. But when you are not in alignment with who you really are, the music only points to you the difference between the vibration of well-being, which is who you really are, and your resistant vibration of this moment. There are those times when friends can prod or tease you into a better feeling thought. But at those times, their prodding or teasing just makes you feel worse. Any success they may have had in helping you feel better has been, for the most part, about how far out of alignment you already were. Because while it is easy to make small vibrational jumps, it is difficult or even impossible to make large ones. The purpose of these processes is to release your resistance. You will find in the pages that follow processes that are being offered to assist you in gradually improving your vibrational point of attraction. Your current vibrational state of being is one that varies from person to person and from time to time, so you will know only by the way you feel as you experience the process whether it is the appropriate process for you right now. Through observing, remembering, pondering, and discussing, you have practiced thoughts that have become more powerful thoughts or beliefs, which now dominate your point of attraction, and each thought you consider or focus upon causes you to feel an emotional response. And so, over time, you have come to feel certain ways about certain things. We call that your emotional set point. The following processes are numbered 1 through 22. The closer you are, right now, to vibrational alignment with your own source of well-being, the more effective the lower-numbered techniques will be in helping you to fully realign. The further you are, right now, from your vibrational alignment with Source, the higher the number of the process will have to be in order to bring you back into alignment. Now, you may be one who is usually so close to alignment with your own source of well-being that you will rarely utilize one of these processes that is past the number of process number 12, but there may be some special circumstances that could cause your vibration to dip further out of your usual range of connection. And if so, then you may benefit from one of the higher numbered processes, but that would be an exception for you. Deliberately creating change in your current emotional set point. On the other hand, you may be one who cannot remember the last time you felt good about anything. Through the circumstances of your life that you have been observing, you may have developed a set point that holds you consistently out of range of your connection to well-being, so you may discover no relief at all with the first 5 or 6 processes, and you may find only slight relief if you even begin with the last process we have offered here. But the most important thing we want you to realize is that it does not matter how good you feel or how fast you feel it. The only thing that matters is that you consciously discover some relief, no matter how slight it is, and that you understand that your relief has come in response to some deliberate effort that you have offered. For when you are able to find relief, then you have regained creative control of your own experience. And then you are on your way to wherever you desire to go. Remember, the purpose of each process is to raise your vibrational frequency. Another way of saying it is, the purpose of each process is to release your resistance, or the purpose of the process is to find the relief from resistance, or the purpose of this process is an improved feeling, or the purpose of this process is to improve my emotional set point. If, after a few minutes with the process, you do not feel as good or better than when you began, simply discontinue it and choose another with a higher number. Lighten up now and have fun with all this. We use the words process, technique, or game interchangeably because, while these are powerful processes that will assist you in achieving anything that you desire, if you will take a playful approach to them, you will hold far less resistance than if you see them as tools to fix something that is broken. The key to the success that you will find in these processes actually hinges upon your ability to release resistance, and the more playful you are, the less resistance you hold. A deliberate utilization of these processes will help you move your emotional set point, and therefore change your point of attraction. You will begin to observe immediate improvement, even on your first day of application of these games. And with more practice, you will improve your point of attraction on every subject of your life. You are in this moment the creator of your reality. You are the creator of your own experience, whether you know that you are or not. Your life experience is unfolding in precise response to the vibrations that radiate as a result of your thoughts, whether you know that is or not. The processes that we offer here will help you transform yourself from one who may be creating your own reality unwittingly or by default to someone who is the deliberate creator of your own reality. Your utilization of these processes is going to give you precise control of every aspect of your own life experience. It is with tremendous love and enthusiasm that we offer these life-changing processes to you. There is great love here for you. Process number 1. The Rampage of Appreciation. When to use this process? When you want to parlay a good mood into an even better one? When you want to enhance your relationship with someone or something? When you want to deliberately maintain your current good feeling set point? When you want to maintain or even improve your current good feeling. When you want to deliberately focus upon something that is beneficial to your set point. When you are driving, walking, or standing in line, and you want to do something that is creatively productive. When there is something in your line of sight that could potentially take you to a place of negative emotion, and you want to maintain control of your own vibration. When your own thoughts, or the words of someone you are with, start off in a potentially negative direction, and you want to control the direction of the subject matter. When you are aware that you are experiencing negative emotion and you want to change the way you feel. Current emotional set point range. This rampage of appreciation process will be of the most value to you when your emotional set point is ranging somewhere between 1, joy, knowledge, empowerment, freedom, love, appreciation, and 5, optimism. If you're not sure what your current emotional set point is, go back to chapter 22 and scan the 22 categories on the emotional guidance scale. So, let's say that you are feeling positive expectation. Since positive expectation is ranked at 4 and 4 falls between 1 and 5, suggested current emotional set point range for the rampage of appreciation, this process would be one of the most valuable ones for you to use right now. This rampage of appreciation game can be played anywhere and at any time because it is a game that is easily played simply by directing pleasant thoughts in your mind. If you were to write your thoughts on paper, it would enhance this process, but it is not necessary. Begin by looking around your immediate environment and gently noticing something that pleases you. Try to hold your attention on this pleasing object as you consider how wonderful, beautiful, or useful it is. And as you focus upon it longer, your positive feelings about it will increase. Now, notice your improved feeling and be appreciative of the way you feel. Then, once your good feeling is noticeably stronger than when you began, look around your environment and choose another pleasing object for your positive attention. Make it your objective to choose objects of attention that easily evoke your appreciation, for this is not a process of finding something troubling and fixing it. This is a process of practicing the higher vibrations. The longer you focus upon things that feel good to you, the easier it is for you to maintain those vibrational frequencies that feel good. And the more you maintain these good-feeling frequencies, the more the law of attraction will deliver to you other thoughts, experiences, people, and things that match your practiced vibration. Since it is your primary intention, as you move through your day, to find things to appreciate, you are practicing a vibration of less resistance, and you are making your connection to your own source energy stronger. Because the vibration of appreciation is the most powerful connection between the physical you and the non-physical you, this process will also put you in a position to receive even clearer guidance from your inner being. The more you practice appreciation, the less resistance you will have in your own vibrational frequencies, and the less resistance you have, the better your life will be. Also, by practicing this rampage of appreciation, you will become accustomed to the feeling of higher vibrations, so that if you ever revert to an old pattern of conversation that causes resistance in your vibration, you will notice it early on, before the vibration gets too strong. The more you find something to appreciate, the better it feels. The better it feels, the more you want to do it. The more you want to do it, the better it feels. And the better it feels, the more you want to do it. The law of attraction assists with the powerful momentum of these positive thoughts and feelings until, with very little time and effort, you will find your heart singing in your joyous alignment with who you really are. And in this wonderful feeling vibration, where no resistance exists, you will be in an exaggerated state of allowing. You will be in the vibrational state where the things that you desire can flow easily into your experience. The better it gets, the better it gets. If your vibration is in a close enough proximity to these higher vibrations when you begin the game, and you find yourself easily and quickly soaring into the better feeling places, then continue your rampage of appreciation for as long as you have the time, for as long as it feels good. If you attempt this game and you do not feel good, if you do not feel the momentum picking up as you focus upon one happy thought after another, that is, if the process annoys you in any way, then discontinue it and choose a process with a higher number. Even if you understand nothing about the law of attraction, even if you understand nothing about your connection to your own source energy, practicing this process would cause you to practice the art of allowing without even knowing it. And all things that you have identified as objects of your desire would have to begin flowing into your experience. When you are in the mode of appreciation, there is no resistance within your vibration. and your own achievement of resistance is the only thing that ever holds you apart from anything that you desire. In the rampage of appreciation, you actually set your vibrational frequency to one of allowing that you have asked for into your experience. You have been asking in every day of your experience, and Source has answered without exception. And now, in your mode of appreciation, you are in the practicing of receiving. You are now engaging in the last step of the process of creation. You are letting it in. At first, it would be a good idea to deliberately set aside 10 or 15 minutes a day to specifically do this process. After a few days of enjoying the benefit of deliberately achieving and maintaining a raised vibration, you will find yourself doing it many times every day, a few seconds here and a few seconds there, in a variety of situations, just because it feels so pleasing. For example, while standing in line at the post office, you may think, "This is a very nice building. It's great that they keep it so clean. I like how friendly that postal worker is. I appreciate the way that that mother is interacting with her child. That's a good-looking jacket. My day is really going well." While driving to work, you may think, "I love my car. This new freeway is wonderful. Even though it's raining, I'm making very good time. I love how reliable my vehicle is. I'm grateful for my job." You could focus more specifically on any of your objects of appreciation and find even more reasons to feel appreciation. For example, "This is a very nice building. There's so much more parking here than at the old post office, and there are more counters here, and the line moves much faster than before. The big windows make this room feel much airier. This new freeway is wonderful. There are no traffic lights to slow me down. I can travel so much faster than before. This drive offers such a beautiful view." Once you become oriented towards looking for things to appreciate, you will find that your day will be filled with such things. Your thoughts and feelings of appreciation will flow from you naturally, and often, while in the midst of a genuine feeling of appreciation for someone or something, you will feel ripples of goosebumps. Those sensations are confirming your alignment with your source. Abraham, speak to us more about the rampage of appreciation. Every time you appreciate something, every time you praise something, every time you feel good about something, you are telling the universe, "More of this, please." You need never make another verbal statement of this intent. And if you are mostly in a state of appreciation, all good things will flow to you. We are often asked, "Isn't love a better word than appreciation? Isn't love more descriptive of the non-physical energy?" And we say that love and appreciation are really the same vibration. Some use the word gratitude or a feeling of thankfulness, but all these words are descriptive of well-being. A desire to appreciate is a very good first step. And then as you find more things that you would like to say thank you about, it quickly gains momentum. And as you want to feel appreciation, you attract something to appreciate. And as you appreciate it, then you attract something else to appreciate, until, in time, you are experiencing a rampage of appreciation. You cannot control how others feel. As you move through your day, you may see unhappy people who are ornery, disappointed, or in pain. And as they direct their negative emotion toward you, you may find it very difficult to feel appreciation toward them. And then you may blame yourself for not being strong enough to appreciate them in spite of their negative offerings toward you. Well, we would never suggest that you should be able to look right at something you do not want and feel good about it. Instead, look for things that cause you to feel good when you find them, and then the law of attraction will bring you more things like those. Whenever you are looking for things to appreciate, you have control over your own vibrational offering and your own point of attraction. But when you are responding to the way others seem to feel about you, you have no control. However, when you are more interested in how you feel than how they feel about you, you do have control of your experience. You do not know who ran over their dog today, or who divorced them, or who took money out of their bank account. You do not know they are living, so you cannot understand why they react to you in the way they do, and you cannot control it. Once you have made a decision that nothing is more important than that you feel good and you have decided that you are going to consciously look for some things to appreciate today, the object of your attention has now become the feeling of appreciation. You have now established a circuit between you and that object of appreciation that the law of attraction will begin to work on immediately, so you will start seeing more things to appreciate right away. You cannot feel defensive while feeling appreciative. If you do not understand that the only thing that affects your experience is how you are flowing energy, if you think it is all about chance, luck, coincidence, statistics, or the law of averages, then when you see on the news that there is a killer on the loose, shooting wildly from his car into your neighborhood, you feel vulnerable because you think that your happiness or your well-being is dependent upon his behavior. But if your well-being is dependent upon his behavior and you cannot control him, you do not even know where he is, you cannot get enough police officers to take care of him, then your vulnerability soars. We want you to feel the value of connecting with non-physical energy, and appreciation is the easiest and fastest way. When your desire to connect with non-physical energy is sufficient enough, you will find dozens of ways, in every hour, to flow your appreciation. You have to come to remember that it makes no difference whatsoever how anybody is flowing back at you, otherwise you are going to be defensive, and you cannot be defensive and appreciative at the same time. When you concentrate on appreciating, then appreciation comes right back. But you are really not looking for appreciation to come to you. You want the feeling of it flowing through you. As you move through your day and you become aware of something that you do not want, your desire about what you do want comes into clearer focus. And now, since you have been practicing the rampage of appreciation, you can easily refocus your awareness of what you do not want into your awareness of what you do want. Now you are the hands-on creator that you have come forth to be. Life is not about tomorrow. It is about right now. Life is about how you are currently molding the energy. Process number 2, the magical creation box. When to use this process? When you are in the mood for a pleasing activity that will focus the energy that creates worlds into specific directions of your personal preferences. When you want to give the universal manager even more specific information about the details of things that please you. Current emotional set point range. This magical creation box process will be of the most value to you when your emotional set point is ranging somewhere between 1, joy, knowledge, empowerment, freedom, love, appreciation, and 5, optimism. If you are not sure what your current emotional set point is, go back to Chapter 22 and scan the 22 categories on the emotional guidance scale. If the way you are feeling falls somewhere between 1, joy, and 5, optimism, then this creation box process could be a good one for you to utilize right now. To begin the creation box process, find a nice-looking box, one that is pleasing to you when you see it, and on the lid, in a conspicuous place that you will easily notice, write the words, "Whatever is contained in this box is." Next, gather magazines, catalogs, brochures, and leisurely look through them for whatever you would like to include in your experience. Then, clip out pictures of anything that exemplifies any desires that you hold. Pictures of furniture, clothing, landscaping, buildings, travel destinations, vehicles, images of physical characteristics, photos of people interacting with one another. If it feels appealing to you in any way, clip it and drop it into your creation box and say as you drop it in, "Whatever is contained in this box is." When you are away from your box, continue to gather more pictures and then drop them in when you return home. If you witness something you would like to experience, write a description of it and drop that into your box. The more things you find for your box, the more the universe will deliver to you other ideas that match them. And the more ideas you drop into your box, the more your desire will be focused. And the more your desire is focused, the more alive you will feel. For this energy flowing through you is what life is. If you have little or no resistance, in other words, if you have no doubt that you can achieve these things, the experience will feel invigorating to you. The more you clip, the better you will feel, and you will begin to see evidence of these things moving closer and closer into your experience. Doors will begin to open to make it possible for many of these things to easily come in right now. The process will help you focus your desires, and so you will consciously amplify step one, ask, and now, in your absence of resistance, things will begin to happen quickly. If you are usually a good-feeling person who has not established strong habits of feeling unhappy about not having the things that you put into your box, you will experience the immediate positive results of feeling more focused and more excited about life, and the things you have put in your creation box will begin to manifest in your experience right away. In other words, for someone who has not been practicing thoughts of resistance, this process will be all that you will ever need to create a wonderful life. You ask, Source answers. You let it in. You ask, and it is given. If you are enjoying this process, it is serving you in a powerful way. It is helping you focus upon the things you desire. You are practicing the attainment of a consistent vibration that matches your desires, and you are experiencing deliberate creation. And most important, your good-feeling emotion is telling you that you are in the receiving mode right now. Your attention to this process is helping you maintain the vibrational frequency that is required for you to allow what you are asking for into your experience. You are practicing the art of allowing. Abraham, speak to us more about the magical creation box. Imagine that you are sitting in your chair, and next to your chair is a box, a pretty good-sized box, and you know that you are a creator and that this box is your creation. It is your world, so to speak. And you are like a giant, sitting here on this big chair, and you have the ability to reach out anywhere in this physical universe and pluck whatever you want and drop it into that box. So you bring a beautiful house, and you put it in a city that pleases you, and you bring a means of income for you, and maybe a means of income for your mate. You bring all the things you like to do, the beautiful things that you find here and there, feelings of elation, feelings of sensuality, and all of these things that you want, and you drop these things into your creation box. You could play this game as a mental game only, but it is so much more fun if you actually get a box and drop things in that represent your desires. You'll begin to notice that when you put something in your creation box that does not have a pattern of resistance, the universe will bring it to you right away. The things you drop into your box where you do have patterns of resistance will take more time in coming. When visualizing, you have complete creative control. This process may feel whimsical to you, but it is a powerful process, for it will enhance your ability to visualize. Most people offer most of their vibrational offerings in response to what they are observing, but there is no creative control in that. Your creative control comes only in deliberately offering thought, and when you are visualizing, you have complete control. Esther was playing the creation box game as she and Jerry were flying home from New York City to San Antonio one day, and as she was packing and getting ready for the airport, she was mentally dropping things in her box. For example, a beautiful sky, a beautiful clear day. She loves it when they take off from LaGuardia Airport, and she can see all the landmarks that she has come to know and recognize. Such a beautiful place, so many bridges, and all that shimmering water, and all those majestic buildings. She thought about happy flight attendants, joyful passengers around her, and lots of fun on the trip. And then she thought, I hope this United Nations meeting doesn't have the freeways all gridlocked. And then Esther said, Now that's an odd thing for me to bring into my box. I don't want that in my box. As you deliberately put things into your creation box, you will be more aware of when you are thinking about something that you would not want to experience. Your relationship with this creation box will help you recognize the power your thoughts hold. Another example. Jerry and Esther had been looking for an oriental rug for their home. One day, while on an airplane, Esther was tearing pages out of magazines of all sorts of different things for her creation box, and she tore out a page that had a picture of a beautiful rug. When they arrived home, they had several boxes of mail to organize, and as Esther reached into a box, she took out a postcard from a new rug company in San Antonio, and on that postcard was the very same rug. And she squealed, Look how fast this works! That picture had not been in her box 24 hours before a fast and easy means to achieve it was delivered. We want you to feel the fun and joy of the process. Often, when you get something that you have been wanting, your feeling of elation is short-lived. But this game will give you the opportunity to savor the things that you desire longer, and then the thrill of the manifestation, even though short, will be all the sweeter. Once you begin this process, you will just be knocked over by the effectiveness and efficiency of the enormous non-physical staff that responds to your vibrational requests. When you ask, it is given, and as you play with this creation box, you will learn how to let it in. Process number 3, the creative workshop. When do you use this process? When you want to focus upon what is most important to you personally, when you want to be in more deliberate control of the primary areas of your own life, when you want to improve your state of allowing so that even more wonderful things can flow into your experience, when you want to practice a positive point of attraction until it becomes a dominant point of attraction. Current emotional set point range. This creative workshop process will be of the most value to you when your emotional set point is ranging somewhere between 1, joy, knowledge, empowerment, freedom, love, appreciation, and 5, optimism. If you're not sure what your current emotional set point is, turn back to Chapter 22 and scan the 22 categories on the emotional guidance scale. Like most of the other processes offered here, this one is most effective when you perform the action in writing. But it can also be valuable to play the game in your mind while driving or walking or any time you're alone and have a few minutes where it is not likely that you'll be disturbed. Begin this creative workshop process with 4 pieces of paper, and at the top of each sheet write one of the following headings or categories: my body, my home, my relationships, my work. Now, focus on the first topic, my body. And on your first page, write, this is what I desire regarding my body. Do not work hard on this list. If you cannot think of anything, move on to the next category. Write a short list of things that easily come to your mind that you desire, right now, about your body. For example, I want to return to my ideal body weight. I want to get a great haircut. I want to find some wonderful new clothes. I want to feel strong and fit. Now focus on each statement of desire that you have written about your body and write the reasons why you want each one of those things. For example, I want to return to my ideal body weight because I feel best when I'm at that weight, because I'll be able to wear some of my favorite clothes, because it'll be fun to shop for a new wardrobe. I want to get a great haircut because I want to look good, because a great haircut is much easier to manage, because when my hair is cut well, it takes less time to look good. I want to find some wonderful new clothes, because new clothes always make me feel good, because I like looking good, because I like people responding to me in a positive way, because they always give me a fresh outlook. I want to feel strong and fit, because I love the feeling of stamina, because I love having the energy to do all the things I want to do, because it just feels good to feel good. This creative workshop process will assist you in focusing upon the areas that are most immediate and important to your life experience. When you identify the 4 basic subjects of your life, a focusing of energy occurs. When you make more specific statements of desire, you activate the energy around those subjects even more. And when you think about why you want those things, you can usually be softening your resistance around the subject while you are adding even more clarity and power to the thoughts. Why you want something defines the essence of what you want. The universe always delivers to you the vibrational essence of your desire. When you think about why you want something, you usually soften resistance. But when you think about when it will come to you, or how it will come, or who will help it to come, you often add resistance, especially if you do not already know the answers to those questions. Now, complete the other 3 categories, my home, my relationships, my work. Write a short list of things that easily come to your mind that you desire, right now. About your home, for example, I want to find some really great furniture. I want to get more organized. I want sliding shelves in the cupboards where I keep my pans. I want beautiful tile in my bathroom. And now write the reasons why you want these things. I want to find some really great furniture because it's so much fun to make changes, because I love entertaining and I want my home to feel good, because it'll be easier to get organized, because furniture adds so much to a home. I want to get more organized because I feel better when things are neat, because I work better in an uncluttered environment, because we all get along better when things are in order, because I can accomplish so much more. I want sliding shelves in the cupboards where I keep my pans, because it'll be much easier to find what I need, because I'll feel like cooking more often, because it'll be more convenient to put the pans away when I'm done with them, because it will make the kitchen feel so much better. I want beautiful tile in my bathroom, because it'll make the room more vibrant, because it will add value to my home, because it will be easier to keep clean, because this tile will make me feel good just to look at it. Write a short list of things that come to mind easily that you desire, right now, about your relationship. Choose the relationship that feels most significant to you right now. I want to spend more time together. I want to have more fun together. I want to eat out together more often. I want to relax more and play more often. I want to spend more time together. Because I'm at my very best when we're together. Because there's no one else I'd rather be with. Because we have so many things that are fun to talk about. Because I love this person so much. I want to have more fun together, because that's the first thing we loved about each other. Because I love laughing. Because I love finding even more things to do that are fun. Because having fun feels so good. I want to eat out together more often, because it reminds me of when we first met. Because I love the luxury of someone else cooking. Because I love relaxing in a nice place and focusing on my partner. Because there are so many wonderful things to eat. I want to relax more and play more often, because we're both playful by nature. Because I love the free feeling of just being together to relax. Because our best ideas come under these conditions. Because it enhances our relationship. Write a short list of things that come to your mind easily that you desire, right now, about your work. I want to make more money. I want to feel excited about what I'm doing. I want to enjoy the people I work with. I want to feel a stronger sense of purpose. I want to make more money. Because I want to buy a new car. Because I feel proud of what I'm accomplishing. Because there are so many fun places to go and interesting things to do. Because it will feel good to pay off some bills. I want to feel excited about what I'm doing. Because work is a big part of my life and being happy there is important. Because it feels so good to be really interested in what I'm doing. Because the day moves quickly when I'm invigorated. Because it feels good to feel good. I want to enjoy the people I work with. Because they're a big part of my life. Because we can be of great value to each other. Because every interaction has wonderful potential. Because I like to uplift others. I want to feel a stronger sense of purpose. Because I want to make a difference. Because I love getting a hold of an idea and running with it. Because I love the feeling of wanting to go to work. Because I love the experience of getting a great new idea. This process will help you get your juices flowing toward focusing energy on the four main topics of your personal experience. We would encourage playing this game once a week for a month or so, and then once a month thereafter. Do not try to write everything you want regarding each of the four topics. Just write the things that are most immediate in your mind. This relaxed and simple process will cause an increased activation of the things that matter most to you, and you will immediately begin to see evidence of increased activity in circumstances and events that are associated with these topics. Abraham, speak to us more about the creative workshop process. Like a magnet, you are attracting thoughts, people, events, lifestyles, everything that you are living. And so, as you see things as they are, you attract more of the same. But as you see things as you would like them to be, you attract them as you would like them to be. This is why the better it gets, the better it gets. Or the worse it gets, the worse it gets. People tend to look mostly at what is. The creative workshop process will help you choose what sort of magnet you will be. And so, no longer will you be subject to what others believe, want, or see, for you will be the powerful, deliberate creator of you and your experience. Welcome, little one, to planet Earth. If we were speaking to you on your first day of physical life experience, we would have said to you, "Welcome, little one, to planet Earth. There is nothing that you cannot be, do, or have. You are a magnificent creator, and you are here by your powerful and deliberate desire to be here. You have specifically applied the wondrous law of deliberate creation, and by your ability to do that, you are here. Go forth and attract life experience to help you decide what you want, and once you have decided, give thought only to that. Most of your time will be spent collecting data that will help you decide what it is you want, but your real work is to decide what you want and then focus on it, for it is through focusing upon what you want that you will attract it. That is the process of creating. But we are not talking to you on the first day of your experience. You've been here for a while, and most of you see yourselves not only through your own eyes, in fact, not even primarily through your own eyes, but you see yourselves mostly through the eyes of others. And so many of you are now currently in the state of being that what you want to be. The creative workshop process is one where you can achieve the state of being that is your choosing so that you can consciously access the power of the universe and begin attracting the subject of your desire rather than the subject of what you feel is your reality. From our perspective, there is a great difference between that which now exists, that which you call your reality, and that which your reality really is. Even if you may be sitting there in a body that is not healthy, or in a body that is not the size or shape or vitality that you choose, in a lifestyle that may not be pleasing to you, driving a vehicle that perhaps embarrasses you, or interacting with others who may not bring you pleasure, we want to assist you in understanding that while this may be your state of being, it need not be. What we are offering here is the process by which you may spend a little bit of time every day intentionally attracting into your experience good health, vitality, prosperity, and positive interactions with others, all the things that make up your vision of what the perfect life experience for you would be. Another example of a creative workshop. We encourage you to go to your workshop every day, but only for a short period of time. 15 or 20 minutes is enough. It is good if it is a place where you can sit and write, although it can be done in your mind at any place where you are not distracted. But it is not a place where you will enter an altered state of consciousness. It is not a meditative state. This is a place where you will go, clearly giving thought to what you want, so much so that it stirs positive emotion within you. Go to your workshop with an uplifted, light-hearted feeling. If you are not happy, it is not a good time for your creative workshop. Your work here in this workshop is to assimilate data that you have been collecting from your real life experience and to bring that data together in a picture that satisfies and pleases you. During your day, no matter what you are doing, as you are going to your job, working around your home, interacting with your family and friends, collect the data on things you like that you may later bring into your workshop. You may see someone who has a joyful personality. Collect that data and bring it into your workshop later. You may see someone driving a vehicle that you would like. Collect that data. You may see an occupation that pleases you. Whatever it is that you are seeing that pleases you, remember it. Even write it down. And then when you go into your workshop, you can begin the assimilation of the data. And as you do so, you will prepare a picture of self that you will begin attracting into your experience. Here is a broader example of your creative workshop. I like being here, for I recognize the value and power of this time. I feel very good as I am here. And as I see myself as a sort of total package, one that I know is my own creating, and certainly one of my choosing. I'm full of energy, tireless, really, moving through life experience with no resistance. I see myself gliding about in this picture of self, moving in and out of my car, in and out of buildings, in and out of rooms, in and out of conversations, and in and out of life experiences. I am flowing effortlessly, comfortably, and happily. I see myself attracting only those who are in harmony with my current intent, and I'm becoming more aware of what I desire. When I get into my vehicle and I'm moving to a place, I see myself arriving at that place healthy, refreshed, and on time, and prepared for whatever it is I'm about to do there. I see myself dressed to perfection in just the manner I choose. And it's nice to know that it does not matter what others are doing or what others are thinking about what I'm doing. What is important is that I'm pleased with me. And as I see myself in this picture of self, I certainly am. I recognize that I'm unlimited in all facets of my life. I have an unlimited bank account. I'm experiencing no financial limitations. I'm making all my decisions based on whether I want the experience or not, not based upon whether I can afford it. I know that I'm a magnet attracting whatever level of prosperity, health, or relationships I choose. I choose absolute and continuing abundance, for I understand that there is no limit to the wealth in the universe, and that by attracting abundance to me, I am not limiting another. There's enough for everyone. It's not necessarily about putting a big stash away, for whatever I want or need, I can easily bring into my experience. There's an unlimited supply of money and prosperity of all kinds available to me. I see myself surrounded by others who, like me, desire growth, who are drawn to me by my willingness to allow them to be, do, or have whatever they're wanting. I see myself interacting with others, talking, laughing, and enjoying what is perfect in them while they're enjoying what is perfect in me. We're appreciating each other. No one is criticizing or noticing unwanted things. I see myself in perfect health, in absolute prosperity, appreciating this physical life experience, which I wanted so very much as I desired to be this physical being. It's glorious to be here, making decisions with my physical brain, but assessing the power of the universe through the power of the law of attraction. And it's from this marvelous state of being that I now attract more of the same. It's good. It's fun. I like it very much. And now my work for this day is done. I will leave my creative workshop, and I'll set out for the remainder of this day looking for more things that I like. My work is done. As you enter your workshop already feeling good, and then you bring to your workshop specific aspects of life experience that please you, and as you envision these things in greater detail, your life outside of your workshop will begin to reflect the images that you have created within your creative workshop. This is a powerful tool that will help you create the perfect life for yourself. Process number 4. Virtual reality. When to use this process? When you're feeling good and you want to practice a vibration of allowing. When you find yourself remembering a pleasant experience and you want to extend the feeling longer and even move it to a better feeling place. When you have extra time and you wish to spend it in a pleasant way. Current emotional set point range. This virtual reality process will be of the utmost value to you when your emotional set point is ranging somewhere between 1, joy, knowledge, empowerment, freedom, love, appreciation, and 8, boredom. If you are not sure what your current emotional set point is, turn back to Chapter 22 and scan the 22 categories on the Emotional Guidance Scale. Remember, you live in a vibrational universe, and all things are managed by the law of attraction. And you get what you think about, whether you want it or not. Because whenever you achieve vibrational harmony with something because you are giving it your attention, the vibrational essence of it will, in some way, begin to show up in your life experience. So, you could say that the universe responds to your vibrational offering, to your point of attraction, to the thoughts you think, and to the way you feel. The universe is not responding to what has been manifested in your experience, but instead to the vibration that you are now offering. The universe makes no distinction between your actual having $1 million and your giving thought to having $1 million. Your point of attraction is about your thoughts, not about your manifestations. This virtual reality process is not one where you try to fix something that is broken. It is one where you deliberately activate a scene in your own mind that causes you to offer a vibration matching the scene you have activated. And as you practice visualizing pleasant scenes in your mind, these good-feeling vibrations can then become your new set point. Most are presenting the majority of their vibrational offering in response to things, people, and conditions that they are observing. And so, the lives of most people continue to unfold very much as they have been, with no significant improvement from day to day. This is because there is not much thought being offered that is much different from what has already been experienced. However, the game of virtual reality will change that, because an application of this process on any subject you choose will cause your vibration to move far beyond where you are currently standing, since the universe responds to your vibration and not to what you are living right now. Amazing things can now begin to flow into your experience, even though they have never done so before. The thing that we see that most commonly trips you up is that in the contrast, which is necessary and valuable to help you give birth to a rocket of desire, often there is an activation of many kinds of jumbled energy. Usually, in order for you to know that you want something, you have to pretty well have chewed on details or events that have helped you know what you do not want. In other words, when do you speak most clearly about wanting to be well? Usually when you are less than well, correct? When does your strongest desire for more money really kick into high gear? Most likely when there is not enough money. When you are confused, that is when you want more clarity, right? When you are overwhelmed, isn't that when you want more serenity? And when you are bored, isn't that when you want more stimulation? Remember, the creative workshop process comprises three steps. Ask. That is easy. You do it all the time. 2. Answer the asking. That is not your work. Source energy does that. 3. Allow. Be in the receiving mode of what you are asking for. It is important that you realize that steps 1 and 3 are different. When you are focused upon or praying for something you really want or need, often you are not in a vibrational match to the thing you want. Instead, you are a match to the absence of it. When the bills all come at once, there is not enough money to pay them, and you feel frightened and fearful and say, "I need more money." Or you try to use more positive words such as, "I want more money." You are doing step 1. You are setting forth your desire. But you are not in step 3, so you are holding yourself apart from what you are asking for. You are constantly asking. You cannot stop asking. Contrast is evoking the desire from you. Your real work is to find a way to be in the receiving mode. It is similar to wanting to receive a satellite or radio signal. To do so, you have to set your receiver on the same wavelength as the transmitter, or you're going to get static. You are not going to get a clear signal. In like manner, you recognize the alignment of your transmitted and received signals by feeling the alignment of your emotions. In other words, when you are out there in the ragged place where you are feeling frazzled and frustrated, or angry and hurt, you are out of alignment. We want you to relax and not be so hard on yourself when you find yourself in a place of negative emotion. Negative emotion is a good thing in that it is letting you know that some tweaking is required in order for you to be in harmony with who you are. If you are really out of sync, in other words, if you can really feel that you are not in a good feeling place, then a more soothing process that we would recommend would be that of meditation. Because when you quiet your mind, you stop thought. And when you stop thought, your vibration automatically rises. Of course, if you can find something to focus upon, something that you can easily appreciate, then the rampage of appreciation process would be an even better one, because you can do it under all conditions no matter where you are. But this process of virtual reality will help you in two specific ways. You will become accustomed to the way non-resistance feels, so you can recognize when you have moved into resistant thought in an earlier stage, when it is easier to move back out again. And in every moment that you are in your state of non-resistance, the law of attraction will be responding to you in a positive way. Abraham, speak to us more about the virtual reality process. Virtual reality is a process where you get to choose everything about this moment in time, just like a director in a movie would do. To begin this process, you would first decide, where does this scene take place? Choose a location that feels really good to you. It could be a place that you have visited, heard about, seen in a movie, or even imagined. Is it indoors or outdoors? What time of day is it? Is it morning, afternoon, or evening? Is the sun just coming up or going down? Is it broad daylight? What does the air feel like? What's the temperature? How are you dressed? Who else is there? Choose something that feels good to you. It does not matter if you are alone or with someone else, but it is important that if you choose to bring someone else into your virtual reality, that it feels good to have them there. What kind of mood are you in? Are you laughing? Are you sitting and quietly contemplating? Once you have set the scene, you can imagine what you might say.